May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A house. In the Old Testament reading today, there is an interesting play on the word house. King David has reached his lifetime goal of being the ruler of the United Tribes of Israel. And as he reflects upon the blessings God has given him, he realizes that while he lives in a fine cedar wood house, the Ark of the Lord resides in a tent. He decides to build a house for God. Through the prophet Nathan, God says, no thanks to the idea of building a house. God's sanctuary since the time of Moses has been a movable tent, which has traveled with the people of God wherever they went. The tent of meeting has been a simple, humble abode, just like the tents of God's nomadic people. There is much symbolism in the tent dwelling. It says that God is available, not far off in some awesome palace built in order to keep people out. It also says that God is approachable by all, regardless of their wealth or poverty. Available, approachable. These describe God's desire to be accepted and to be welcomed as a friend who is always close at hand. So God rejects the idea of a permanent dwelling place, which could lead people to think that God is restricted to one place and is only the God of that nation. Then God's plan is revealed. God plans to build a house for David. A royal house in the sense of a dynasty, which will be everlasting. From being a discussion about erecting a magnificent house for God to dwell in, the discussion moves to God's promise to ensure that there will always be a descendant of David to sit on David's throne. This promise leaves David speechless. The promise God makes to David is referred to in the reading from Luke's Gospel. The angel Gabriel is sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. Gabriel goes on to say that Mary will have a son and shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The coming of Jesus into the world is the fulfilling of the promise God made 1,000 years before to David when he became king. As the story unfolds, the word house continues in play. Gabriel's message announces the fulfillment of house as dynasty. the actual birth of Jesus in a stable fulfills the use of the word house as a building. Just as God declines David's offer to build a magnificent temple in God's honor and chooses the tent as the abode of the Ark of God, so now, in the birth of his son, God chooses a lowly stable, a house which is approachable and available to all. Of course, the stable is not the ultimate house that God seeks to occupy. The house that God desires to enter into is the human heart, where God can be in constant and total communion with all who open the door of their heart to invite him in. God's deep love for creation has not weakened, in spite of how often and how far human beings have wandered away and chosen to follow false gods. God's great love, the love of the Creator for the created, has always been to be closely united to each person during their earthly life, and to continue this spiritual communion into the eternal life which follows after earthly life has come to an end. As Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Through our baptism, you and I have become part of the house of Jesus Christ and opened our hearts to become a house for the Lord God. May it always be so. Amen.